It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Wow, good morning, Sam, and thank you, everyone. Our guest today is going to be a good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. We'll take a look at our up-to-date hockey picks. We'll take a look at Professional Women's Hockey League a little bit and going forward. And also, we're going to have a neat story. Savannah Bananas, as we most know, is a barnstorming baseball team. And again, I got my different thoughts on it, but I didn't realize that this past weekend, the Indianapolis Clowns, who were the original barnstorming team, or the neat story I seen this weekend. They're coming back in action, so it's kind of a neat story, and they have some former Major League Baseball players. Bill's going to have some information on that as well. We're going to meet our sponsors, then bring the good professor in. And just FYI, folks, there will be no program this Thursday. Your Carfax Advantage dealer, C. Rods and her crew at Q&A Automotive. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products. So stores and establishments, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Care, Ethel Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires in stock to keep your vehicle running smooth year-round. David Drukri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Holmes. Official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. He can be reached at 281-1846. For all of your embroidery, silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, see Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, area's only full-service gas station. Tone available 24/7, 365. And folks, just FYI, they are no longer a U-Haul provider. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. They make house calls and open on Saturday to noon. Q&A Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage Door distributor in Copper Country, Sharon Avenue in Holton, open Monday through Friday, 483-791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs, foundations, the driveway, sewer and water services, 370-4370. They're a licensed septic installer. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family. Call 482-8601. East Fork Pasty Company, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday across from Buckle's Party Store, Rosalina's Bakery, 1130 to 2, 369-4345. Reserve them on Facebook as well. Walk-ups are welcome, but more often than not, they sell out. Holton Bill and Slam, 26 Brickyard Lane in Holton, is your authorized True Value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, features one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Call 920-407-405-8700 to book your stay. Ask for Holly Nichols for the larger get-togethers. Daily walk-in water passes available. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all kinds of pesky rodents, contact Kurt and his staff at A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. And Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machine. 10,000 square feet located inside the Copper Country Mall. Time to bring in the good professor. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Jimmy.
Well, Bill, I'm in my post-mortem mood as the Sabres found a way to lose, but what a phenomenal series that Buffalo-Montreal series was, huh?
It sure was, Jimmy. It's fun to watch.
Montreal won in overtime at 3-2. They'll face Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals. That starts Wednesday or Thursday. Western Conference Finals get going tomorrow night. Vegas will take on Colorado, best-of-seven series. And, Bill, back to that Buffalo-Montreal series. I had some conversations this morning. You know, and you mentioned that puck bounces in funny ways. I know me and Mel Pearson are very close friends. I remember when he went back to Michigan as a head coach and he got to the Frozen Four in the Twin Cities I was on, and they lost that heartbreaker in overtime. Hockey can be a cruel game, can it?
It sure can. It's fun to watch, but it is harder than the losers.
Well, especially, Bill, when you look at this, you know, eventually you can't keep spotting teams 2- and 3-goal leads in high-leverage games. Although Buffalo did control the play for a good part, Dobis made big saves when he had to. And, Bill, I'll go to the grave with this. If you got two goaltenders, you don't have one. You agree with me?
Yes, you need the hot goaltender at the right time. Just reading this morning that Ken Dryden won it for the Canadiens many years ago, early 70s. He was hot at the right time.
And you look at even the game-winning goal. Although Jukka-Pekka Luukkonen, he made a lot of big saves last night. But, Bill, 2 out of 3 goals were, I thought, extremely soft. The game-winning goal was soft. And Dahlin, he just basically gave the puck away on the Montreal Blue line. It looked like he froze almost, didn't know what to do. 7 seconds later, it's in the back of your net, just like high-leverage football playoff games, high-leverage baseball playoff games. One mental mistake, usually Okasi, and man, they had a handful last night.
You You're sure right, Jimmy.
Well, Bill, our second round is over. What's our latest tally on our contest board, Bill?
Well, we both picked the same teams in this second round, and we're 3 out of 4, both of us. And if you add everything together,
oh, no.
I only picked 7 out of 12, and you're 9 out of 12. So you're leading, and it's going to be tough to catch you, Jimmy.
Well, Bill, we'll make our picks now, and seeing I got the lead, I will make my picks, and you're going to have to strategize how you're going to make your picks, I guess, you want to catch me. But Lord knows, a lot of hockey left. And you think of Montreal. They played a maximum of 14 games so far. They faced Carolina, who's played a minimum of 8 games, 11 days off. Well, in Carolina, to me, they don't have a first line. They got 4 second lines. They're so solid. And back to my goaltending theory, Bill, all the teams left in the playoffs. You got Colorado. There's going with one goalie. They made a goalie change and won in Minnesota games. Just a change of momentum. You got Vegas going with one goalie. Carolina riding Freddie Anderson. Montreal, the kid from Ohio State, Dobis, is playing unreal. So again, you made a point. You get a hot goaltender playoffs, you can make pretty good mileage. My picks, Bill, I'm going to go with the top 2 teams in the NHL, Carolina and Vegas, to meet in the finals. So, Bill, you're on the clock.
I'm going to pick Carolina and Colorado.
Okay, well, that's what I meant, Bill. I'm going to take Carolina and Colorado. Did I say Vegas?
You did, but that's okay. You can correct it.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. Carolina and Colorado, the 2 best teams in the NHL the whole regular season. So are you going to redo your picks with that, Bill, or stick with your...
Oh, no. We're going to go with what I picked, Carolina and Colorado, to advance the finals.
All right, Bill. And also last night in the NBA, the Spurs and the alien Victor Wembanyama beat OKC 122-115. Professor Women's Hockey League, Abby Rocks, who's St. Marie native, a guest of my show a couple of times, her Montreal Victoire fought Ottawa 2-1 in her best-of-5 Clark Cup championship series. Montreal's up 2-1, game 4 tomorrow night. Have you had a chance to watch any of that, Bill? I tuned in a little bit on Ion Network, I believe. Boy, that's fun hockey, isn't it?
Well, it's fun to watch. Really, and Abby did well in the first game. I think she really was the top player in the first game. The Ottawa came back last night, and it's the best 3 out of 5. So it's they play there again this week in Ottawa. So it should be exciting.
Well, Bill, we're up against it. We talked a little bit too much about hockey. Our main story today, barnstorming baseball. Savannah Bananas, I know we have different opinions on. I thought they made a mockery out of baseball at one point, but they're drawing massive crowds. Something I didn't realize I watched this weekend, the original barnstorming team, the Indianapolis Clowns, have come back in operation. Tell us a little about that group, and they got to have a couple Major League Baseball, former MLB players that are on that roster as well, and they already cherry-picked a couple players, no pun intended, from the Bananas, I believe.
Well, it's an exciting team. You really have to go back to Negro baseball history and really look at there were several leagues in Negro League baseball as teams of African-Americans. Their golden age was the 1920s and 30s. As you recall, black players were not allowed to play in Major League Baseball until Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in 1947. It marked the beginning of integration of baseball and really the decline of the Negro leagues. One of the leagues, the Negro National League, included the Detroit Stars, the Kansas City Monarchs, and a number of other teams. But you mentioned the Indianapolis Clowns. They were actually the last of the Negro League teams to disband.
Wow.
But they continued to play barnstorming into the 80s and really was really high-level competitive baseball with on-field entertainment, skits, and acrobatics. A lot of people compared them to the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. They actually had lots of stars. Hank Aaron played 3 months with them in 1952 before he signed with the Boston Braves organization. They had Harlem Globetrotters star Goose Kim Tatum, that several future major leaguers played with them way back in the 70s and 80s. And they actually were the first team to sign women on the team with professional contracts in the 80s. So now, last fall, the Banana Ball Championship League announced its revival of the name and identity of an expansion team in the league, the Indianapolis Clowns.
Okay.
Now, Banana Ball, it really was... started by the Savannah Bananas, and they played some used college students in the summer of 1912, and then became a full time team and really barnstormed across the United States just a few years ago. And then this year they've actually started a league, and there are six teams in the league: the Bananas, the Party Animals, the Firefighters, the Texas Tailgaters, the Logo Beach Coconuts, and the Indianapolis Clowns. And they each have kind of a home field, but they do a lot of barnstorming. And one of the teams is the Indianapolis Clowns. They actually had a game this year at the Texas A&M Football Stadium in College Station, Texas. The Texas Tailgaters played the Bananas to a crowd of 102,000. They've got games on TV. There's actually some games in Detroit in September. The Firefighters are going to play the Party Animals at Comerica Park. Tickets are pretty well all sold out. They've got games in Chicago in the end of July at the Wrigley Field, and they're going to play at Target Field in Minneapolis in early August. So there's games to be seen, but it's really fascinating when you look back into the Indianapolis Clowns and bringing back that name from the barnstorming teams of the 1880s, really from the 50s, 60s, and into the 80s. I did some digging around. They played lots of games in the Lower Peninsula with the Indianapolis Clowns. I did find that they did play in Sioux, Michigan in 1966 against another team. So kind of fun history to look back at. Do you recall if they played in the Copper Country somewhere along the way, Jimmy?
No, I don't, but that doesn't mean that they haven't. And I've seen some stuff this weekend, I think, with the Indianapolis Clowns. I'm drawing a blank on the name. That gal was in the Little League World Series phenom, the pitcher. What was her name? Was it, you recall?
Yeah, you're quite right. You're right. She did play with them, and I forget the name right off, but you're quite right. She did play.
I think it was Monet Williams, something like that. That sound right? She's with them, but I know Jackie Clark Jr. is with them. So, yeah, they got, and these teams now have some Major League Baseball players on them who either retired or just couldn't stay in the big leagues. So I'm just curious with how much they sell out all these big stadiums, Bill. Would you have any idea what they charge for tickets? As I would think it's very fan-friendly.
Tickets for the Comerica Park are $35 to $40 for tickets there.
And that's not too bad.
The other interesting thing is there's a 1976 movie called Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars, and Motor Kings. And it was loosely based on the barnstorming of the Indianapolis Clowns, Jimmy. So that starred James Earl Ray and Billy Dee Williams and Richard Pryor. So you can dig that out of your old collection there and watch it. Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars.
Wow, I never even heard of that movie. That must be, that's based on a true story then, correct?
Well, they say it's loosely based on the barnstorming Indianapolis Clowns. So I think there's a couple of documentaries on the Clowns, too, because of its barnstorming years. But barnstorming, we've talked about before, was pretty big in the 1920s and 30s. The House of David was a popular one that really toured a lot in the Upper Peninsula. And they were out of Benton Harbor, but they did several games in the Upper Peninsula. We talked about them before, and I'm working on a little project now to look at the House of David baseball and basketball team that toured the Upper Peninsula.
Well, Bill, before I let you go, we got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Latest mood in Detroit, the Pistons failed miserably in Game 7, but again, it happened. That's high-leverage basketball. Detroit's baseball team is really having a tough time right now. The Eisenman plan, and a lot of people think he's untouchable. Nobody knows why, because pretty much 7 years, and they're degressing, according to a lot of experts. What's the mood in Detroit overall, Bill, with the fan base that you're picking up just from outside the city?
Well, it was disappointing for the Detroit Lions. I think the sixth game, they really came back strong, and I think all the press thought, the Game 7, that should be an easy one for us, and there was a lot of disappointment. So the Pistons have disappeared off the sportscast now. The Tigers are struggling, but everybody in that division is struggling, so the Tigers aren't that far behind. So there's always hope when some of their injured pitchers come back and things get together. We're a long way from the end of the season.
Well, Bill, we're up against it. again, we're not going to have a program Thursday. I'll actually be flying right over your head, I think, sometimes Thursday afternoon. But we'll be back Tuesday, Bill. Sound good?
Well, we'll think up another good story for you. You have a nice week, Jimmy.
All right, you too, Bill. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you.
Our in-house professor, Bill Sproul, joining us. Again, no program Thursday. Me and Bill will be back next Tuesday. We might have to jiggle some schedules around here. I got to check my calendar, see if I overbooked, which I might have again. But we'll be back next Tuesday right here on Mix 93 on Peek Inside the Grapevine. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.